You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, October 15th, 2018. Week 262. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
This is Destiny Pizza. And you caught me. I forgot to write the dates. And it was very evident.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what are those? Oh, he's just doing it for effect, right?
No. No suspense.
That's what I always assume.
At all. But, yeah. It's the time to do the podcast. So if you're new to the podcast, Monday through Friday, new episode every day. You're like, how do you find the time? I don't know.
We make the time.
We make the time.
We're like, there's days every there's days in every week, so we should do it every day of the week,
yeah,
except the weekends.
Or else it'll be too long.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the reality
of
the podcast.
That was our real thing. We're like doing like 3-hour podcasts.
And then no one listens.
No one listens to that. And I'm like, I listen to 3-hour podcasts.
Yeah,
but they're like, people like digestible bites. It's like, okay. We were kind of segmented. We were pretty segmented before that.
We were just doing segments, and then I had chapters.
Yeah, so we were doing it anyway, but then... So we're like, we might as well, because what if you don't like a certain section? It's always different things every day, so...
Yeah.
Works out.
So now, we're in our current formation. I think it's working pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing it longer than we did in the other one. 162.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you got in back then I feel bad for you.
You're
like 3 years ago.
3 hours.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
If you've been listening for 3 years. And you're like, I hate this format now.
Go back to the old one.
For you, I'll edit a special episode where it's just all condensed, I guess.
It's like, well, you could just wait till Friday. And then,
just power through it all.
Play back to binge it. Binge listen.
Yeah. So yeah, Mondays we talk about superhero and Star Wars. Tuesdays we talk about everything else in the form of the leftovers. Wednesdays we do a little bit of reviewed and discussion. We talk about things we watched and review them for you. And this week you got a packed episode, man, because I watched a lot. Mike watched some stuff.
A little bit.
So that's a bunch. Then Thursday comes around, you get America's Sweetheart. You get a This Week in Movies in the Now. Which is for America's Sweetheart. I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart. I already have one in mind.
Ooh, early.
Yeah, I think we haven't done them yet. And then...
it's always the key.
Yeah. This Week in Movies and then... Oh, Mike tries to guess who they are based off their IMDb trivia.
I don't know what's becoming harder, America's Sweetheart or like Netflix recommendations.
I know.
Because Netflix is always updating. And America's Sweetheart, well, new people are always coming in.
Or getting famous.
But I don't know which one's being hard. Becoming harder because Netflix is putting out a lot more content.
Yeah,
but it's
the
idea of trying to find new stuff.
Yeah, I think for you, the hard part is trying to remember who's already been America's Sweetheart.
That is the hardest part because I'll guess the same people again. You're like, we've already done them. And like, how do you know that? Oh, wait, you look up.
Last week you did Ryan Reynolds, and I was like, it's not Ryan Reynolds.
Like I need to keep a list of what we have done, so I don't even guess them again because I know we have a list.
It's like when you go to a roulette table. And they show you like all the numbers that have come up previously.
Mm-hmm.
I should just have a list like that. And you're like, okay, it's not.
Yeah, I might put that together.
There you go. Go for it.
I'll do that. I'm going to put one together just so we have a list. I should do that. We should do that for Netflix too.
Yeah.
Because that's tough. Because they're searching for it, but it's probably we got a comprehensive list.
Yeah.
Might work.
Might be better.
I'll work on it.
And then, This Week in Movies, and now we talk about movies coming out this week. Then we do a little bit of trailer talk. Oh, this week I have an idea for a new segment.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Well, on what day?
I don't know. Okay. I have to figure out whichever our weakest day is.
Probably Thursdays.
Okay, then it's True Crime Thursday, where I talk about a true crime story from Mission Viejo. Because Mission Viejo has the weirdest crime.
Is it Thursday or Wednesday? Because Wednesday, when we've seen a lot, it works. But when we haven't,
it doesn't.
Doesn't.
But what would be the segment name for Wednesday? Wacky Crimes Wednesday?
But does a T really work on a Thursday?
True Crime Thursday?
Yeah, but it doesn't like rhyme. Like Throwback Thursday works because it's TH. It'd have to be Tuesday.
TCT.
True Crime Tuesday sounds good, but we got Tuesdays packed.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I was like, okay, that's going to be our the new segment. Because true crime podcasts are hot right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not going to solve the pot crime or anything.
No.
We're just going to present you with the facts.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
You never know. But, yeah.
Like, it's clearly the mailman.
Clearly this guy did it. After knowing one sentence.
Yeah.
Figure
but,
it out.
But I'm hoping this segment doesn't fall flat on its face. Because okay, crime is...
Oh, you want to test it out this week?
Yeah, I'll try it out this week.
Let's see how it works. Well, Wednesday?
I'm literally just going to present you with the weirdest thing I saw on that Orange County Sheriff's Department Mission Viejo page.
All right. Let's do it Thursday. I think Thursday works.
Because this week I got a weird story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird one.
Unless we want to add a segment to Friday.
No.
Now that's still good where it's just...
Because sometimes it'll go nothing, long, yeah. Sometimes it'll go short.
True. Yeah.
That's the mystery. Life right. is like a box of chocolates.
Thursday. Yeah, you don't know.
If they made Ferris Bueller today, or not Ferris Bueller, Forrest Gump. You'd be like, life is like Destiny Pizza. You never know what you're going to get.
Very true.
Yeah.
Like, how long is this one? Wait, this Monday is like an hour and a half? What happened?
Yeah.
What's going on?
You're like, why is Monday...
They only talk about two bits of news.
Monday is longer than the rest of the news. You're like, well, they were trying to figure out if they should change the format again. And then Friday comes around, we do Freestyle Friday and Netflix recommendations. Freestyle Friday, we talk about whatever we want. Netflix recommendations, we recommend something for you to watch on Netflix. And that's it.
That's the week.
Maybe I should do like a zero issue. Just put it at the top.
With this part?
Yeah, just always at the top of the podcast. Are you a new listener?
Yeah.
Listen to our zero issue.
Maybe that's like with the intro. Like, oh, even
that. I'm saying like as a separate podcast.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Just always put it at the top of the podcast.
To introduce what we do throughout the week instead of saying it at the beginning.
Every Monday.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
But then we won't have these wacky...
That's the thing.
Because we don't really... You say it, but then I start having ideas and I have to interject.
Yeah,
about
that's how the podcast randoms. Works.
It's like, we say the same thing every week, but say it... It's
somehow
different.
It changes.
Yeah.
Which people have been very receptive to.
Yeah.
I've gotten little love notes from people saying, oh, I love the podcast.
Oh, sweet.
Because they're hilarious.
What days do they listen to?
Every day.
Oh, okay.
Crazy.
I was like, are we better on some days than others? Because I feel like
probably.
We are.
I think we start strong and
taper off. Like,
taper
wait.
Off.
You can totally tell they've been recording for a very long time.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get into it.
All right.
Superhero movie news.
Okay. We got some Suicide Squad 2 news.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is nuts news. So they were, when that whole James Gunn thing was happening, they were talking about how studios were trying to get him for their projects after he was fired by Disney. And it looks like WB, Warner Brothers, landed him for Suicide Squad 2 to write it with an eye to direct, possibly. Which I assume, why would you not have him direct if you're going to have him write it?
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, Warner Brothers made Suicide Squad 1 as a response to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
This is our Guardians
of
the Galaxy.
This is our version of that. So they're actually getting the guy who did Guardians of the Galaxy
to do
Suicide Squad 2, which they're calling like a fresh take.
Yeah, like it's gonna have like it's probably gonna have Harley Quinn in it.
Yeah, I assume like Deadshot and Harley Quinn would be the two, and then they would like
recast everyone,
change everything around it, or just make it a whole different team. Mm-hmm. Like they have so many characters in Suicide Squad; it could be anybody they want.
Yeah, it
basically.
Could be like that giant cheetah man.
Yeah, so it's like, and James kind of proven he can take any characters.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever he finds interesting, you take them, put them in that world, and they don't even really have to worry about continuity anymore because
there is none.
They're kind of like, DCEU doesn't really exist. It's kind of like, just do it, make a good movie is what they're trying to do now. So,
what if this is the movie that like that makes them successful?
That like turns it all around.
Like this, let's make this bet right now. Let's call it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide Squad 2 versus Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which one's going to gross more money?
Ooh, I'm saying Guardians.
Yeah, has to be Guardians.
I still think his script they're still using allegedly, and just the power of the brand Guardians at this point. Whereas I know Suicide Squad 1 made a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
but like you're counting on DC to like, I feel like they need energy to push them. Like they need a momentum basically from other films to do good, which I don't truly believe will really happen. Because I think Guardians works because there's momentum behind it of other Marvel films.
Do you think he would have taken this job if Disney... Well, no, that's a dumb question.
I don't think you can.
If Disney did the... Because they did, like, the re-meeting just to deny him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think if Disney said no? I don't know. This is tough. I'm trying to figure out if he took this job as pure, like, spite. Mallet. Yeah, just to spite Disney.
I mean, partially, and it's...
It's a good job.
It's a good job, yeah.
They like, overpay.
Yeah, they probably paid him a lot of money.
And he's looking to... They could probably offer him less money.
Yeah, maybe not. They're like
who else is offering you a job right now?
Yeah. Like, it's to get his name back out there.
A smart job would have been for him to get a job at Sony doing one of the Spider-Man movies. Sinister Six. Could you imagine him directing a Sinister Six movie?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That'd be nuts. Well, but what if Marvel doesn't want Sony to... Like, well, obviously they're not doing exactly what they're saying. Do that because Disney doesn't want them to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't... I don't know, never know the pressure points of... Like, they're obviously trying to screw with each other a little bit, but they're also working with each other. So it's like a...
Like, that would be the ultimate move if Sony hired James Gunn to direct even the next Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what the deal is. I think there has to be approval by
Disney, for that one.
Yeah.
But
I'm pretty sure there's rules.
If they did Venom 2, if they got James Gunn to direct Venom 2,
yeah,
in theory, Disney could not say a word.
True, yeah. If it's any of those spin... Like, they're not telling us the guys of the deal, but what the deal sounds like is, as long as Spider-Man's showing up these MCU movies, they can't use Spider-Man in any other movies unless they get approval by Disney, is what it seems like.
And Disney will not give approval. Because
obviously you'd shove them in Venom, I assume.
Yeah.
They didn't do that, so I assume that's what you would do. And then, but the other thing is that, like, Disney has no other say around what Sony does and anything else, so... Basically, if they were to try to hire him on an MCU Spider-Man, Disney could be like, no, we don't want to do this. Or it's not together. And then, but if they wanted to hire him on Venom 2, they could absolutely do that.
In theory.
I would assume.
That would be such an awesome move for Sony to do.
Yeah, that would be nuts.
But, would it be a smart move?
Probably not.
No. That's really cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah.
You're hiring like the one director that Disney has. Or Edgar Wright. Go after Edgar Wright. How great would that be if Sony just hired, or Warner Brothers just hired all the rejects from Disney?
Yeah.
They're like, Chris Lord and Phil Miller, like, you can come here and direct a movie too.
Yeah, just all the Disney rejects.
Yeah.
Get, Gareth Edwards, he did Rogue One, but he kind of didn't, but he did. Kind of a reject, but not really.
And then,
He's the guy that they didn't actually fire, but kind of reshot the whole movie with him, sort of.
Yeah. And then who else was it? I think Sophia Coppola.
Oh,
did she end up walking away from
Josh Trank?
Oh yeah, no, you don't want to hire him.
No one wants Josh Trank still.
Yeah,
that's the one guy everyone's on the same footing. Oh, you give us that Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, like you have improved yourself with a superhero movie.
Yeah,
Edgar Wright's proven himself. No, superhero movies, but with other movies books. And
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh yeah, Scott Pilgrim. So. Yeah, there's news about that.
Yeah, pretty crazy. But I'm excited for that. I think he could do some cool things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got some Spider-Man Far From Home news. This is the Spider-Man sequel. Michael Giacchino is returning to score the movie. So he did the first one. So they're bringing him back for the second one. There's a lot of leaks coming out of this movie of like just set pictures. Have you seen any more of these leaks this week?
I saw the suit
because I don't want to say any.
It's like he has like a black and red suit.
Yeah,
and people are like, is this like a cross between Superior Spider-Man and Miles Morales Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool looking.
Whoa. Okay, well, this is crazy news.
Yeah,
Avengers 4 is shooting some kind of night scene in Atlanta, requiring a bunch of East Asian or East Indian and Asian people.
Which is crazy because they, like, I think they just wrapped, so they must have just done that. Like, I think that must have just happened.
They're like, we're going to do a big push with Indian people. Now's my chance.
But I think you think they're still shooting, though? Because it sounded like they were done. That's what the Russo sent out today, but...
This is on the 11th.
Okay, so, but how are they seeking them, and then they had them within a day?
18 to 65 for a night shoot.
What do you think that means?
They filmed on October 12th.
Is there a scene in Asia somewhere?
Oh, I hope so. Or I hope it's not racist. Like, well, they're like,
I
oh,
would
yeah.
assume it wouldn't be. I
it's
would
like
hope.
A 7-Eleven worker convention.
Really doubt that would happen. But you never know. You really
65.
Never know.
Yeah.
When the news on Aladdin came out, they were using like white people as extras. Yeah. Then you
wait,
never know.
So Gotham is going to have Batman in a suit?
Yeah, they said the season finale of Gotham.
Season or series?
Series finale, both. Series finale is going to have like the 10 years in the future, and it's going to be like, I might watch that episode, just that episode.
Just to see
it
like
sounds cool.
Finally.
Yeah, they said it's going to look like the Dark Knight Rises suit or something. I don't know if it's going to be the same actor.
Probably not.
As I assume it'd be an adult, but yeah, they said that the series finale is going to be that. Like, oh, that's pretty cool.
I said there was an Avengers 4 trailer leak.
There's somebody's claiming about it.
It's a description
or something. I didn't read it, but who knows if it's real or not. I feel like they wouldn't even have like a trailer ready. I assume we wouldn't get a trailer till like Christmas time at the earliest, would be my guess, but I don't know how they usually do release their, at least a teaser, pretty early. But I mean, they just, I feel like we'll get a second Captain Marvel trailer before we get a first Avengers, maybe.
Yeah, but it's soon, because we got the freaking Aladdin trailer.
True, and
Treaser
that's
trailer.
And that's after.
And that's summer 2019.
Yeah, that's
that's
movie comes
May,
out after.
End of May.
Yeah, after Avengers. So I was trying to think, because it was hard enough marketing like Black Panther plus Avengers, because it was February to May.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's March to May. So it seems like it'd be hard to market. I mean, you just don't show Captain Marvel in the, they have to. They'll definitely show Captain Marvel in the Avengers trailer, I think.
No, because she might die in this movie, Mike. Captain Marvel might die.
She's not going to show up in Avengers 4, yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like they sold.
That'd be the boldest move to do.
Yeah.
To have a character, introduce a character, and kill off the character in the same movie.
That would be nuts.
Right when you expect
her. I
want to
see them do that just once.
Yeah.
Like, kill off a character.
Be like, are you kidding me? You thought we could get Brie Larson for more than one movie?
Yeah. Because there's that news about, oh, there's a 7-picture deal. And she's like, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
It's like a 1-picture deal. But she had filmed Avengers before she filmed Captain Marvel.
Yeah, we do know that.
So, which is
what
great.
If it was all a ruse?
It could be. They like their trickery.
That'd be amazing.
In that Marvel world.
That would be
that.
Such dedication.
But I bet it would take until Avengers 4 for, like, people wouldn't believe it if he actually died in Captain Marvel. Like, they wouldn't believe it until they saw Avengers and like, she's not in this.
Did you see the toy thing?
No. Oh, wait, Thor.
The back of with
Thor
and Rocket.
Yeah.
And then, like, Captain America and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're putting them all in these fancy suits. Like,
yeah,
weird,
which they say is they're similar to Michael Douglas's suit from Ant-Man 2
yeah.
when he's in like the
Quantum Realm.
Yeah,
and they like all go
white,
into the Quantum Realm.
They're these white
know.
Suits.
Yeah,
but then Captain Marvel's not
wearing
a suit.
Like
she's
Hulk's
the only
wearing
one.
Hulk's wearing a weird suit. Like, why would Hulk be putting on a suit unless he's going somewhere
to fight? Why is Thanos wearing armor again?
Yeah, maybe. Why is he wearing armor again?
Because he needs it.
But why does he? Oh, he's out of the stones.
Yeah.
That's why.
He has some weird sword thing, too.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of mysteries in this movie. I like it a lot.
Anyways, back to the news. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Spider-Man's getting the same composer. So, continuity there.
Yeah.
I liked him. I liked that score in the first movie, I think.
It was a good one.
And, yeah, and we got some Sony-verse news, too. Well, Venom's making a lot of money, so they're moving ahead with all these spinoffs they got planned. One of those is the Morbius movie starring Jared Leto. It's going to start shooting in February 2019. So, still happening, that stuff. But, yeah, this movie would shock me if it did well. Just, like, Venom makes sense that it can do well, because Venom is a well-known character. But Morbius, like, Morbius is not a well-known character. He's just a vampire character to people.
Yeah, he was, but he's not a vampire, because when it came out.
Yeah, he's the living vampire.
Yeah, because he couldn't have, like, an undead vampire with the comics code.
Which is crazy that you could get away with Morbius.
Yeah.
Because, like, what if you made a zombie, but, like, oh, he's not
dead. He's not dead.
He has all the attributes a zombie has.
He's just slowly decaying. He's still alive,
but
he's slowly decaying.
Yeah.
Instead of being already reanimated dead.
Yeah. I'd love to see what you could get away with in that comics code
Yeah, because you couldn't have like syringes and stuff.
Yeah, really weird.
I feel like we should read this trailer.
Okay, let's
synopsis.
Go for it. We can see if they're right or not.
They say the title of the film's going to be Avengers Annihilation.
I don't believe that, though.
Okay.
But go ahead. I hope it's not that, at least.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
Practice my scary...
But
my...
I don't like a lot of titles when I first hear them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm kind of like... Like, Force Awakens, I didn't like when I first heard it. Force Awakens.
You're like, why is it asleep?
Force Awakens, why is it awakened?
The trailer starts off showing the damaged Infinity Gauntlet in a field on the farm planet. As the camera focuses in on the gauntlet, we hear Tony's voice. We were destined to lose. Epic music score starts. The Quinjet is shown landing in a Wakandan wasteland as we hear Steve Rogers say, "We have come so far." Tony and Nebula step off the jet as the remaining Avengers approach. Steve has a look of relief and says, "Tony." Tony, seemingly defeated, shakes his head and gives a friendly smirk back to Cap. Marvel Studios logo appears. We get a glimpse of the Battle of New York from 2012 Avengers. Loki is shown looking shocked and baffled as he is on top of the Stark Tower. There's a flash of a blue light as the camera pans back, cuts to black. Next, we see the Wakandan throne with M'Baku at the helm.
Yeah.
He's surrounded by his new Kingsguard, a mix of the Hill tribe and
Black Panther suit, man.
Dora Milaje. Who's that?
That's the troops, like Okoye and like the head, the army, Kingsguard, basically.
Shuri and Banner are seen working on a new project in the lab. Black Widow in full gear is in Hawkeye's family home from Age of Ultron. Basically, everything is thrown all over the place and broken. Nat is studying some type of map with multiple photos and locations on it. A quick shot of Thanos is shown with a long sword walking down an alleyway in New York City. The next shot is a dark hooded figure with glowing eyes aiming a bow and arrow before shooting towards the camera. Ronan. That's I added that Ronan part. It's not.
Yeah, because that's the rumor.
I mean, that's not.
It's the confirmed. I was just trying to maintain the illusion.
One to two visuals of the quantum realm. Scott Lang, no suit, is shown running through a park, dodging explosions. Shot of space. Thor and Valkyrie are aboard a Kree ship.
Yeah.
Thor says, "If the stories are true, you're our universe's last hope, if such thing even exists anymore." So we're to assume that he's saying that to Captain Marvel. He's on a Kree ship.
Yeah, in space.
In space.
I think so. I like this maybe possibly fake trailer description.
Yeah. The next shot is an older, determined Tony Stark walking through the new S.H.I.E.L.D.'s headquarters, in parentheses, Avengers facility in upstate New York. Mm. He's in full S.H.I.E.L.D. attire and carrying an orange briefcase. Banner, wearing spandex, is seen running from something, looking terrified. The next shot is Ant-Man appearing out of a flash of light and landing in a desolate place. We see it from his point of view, from inside the helmet, his helmet. He looks left and right and his left again and says, "What in the?" Camera focuses on Vormir and its stars. Next, a shot of Rocket and Nebula modifying some new weapons in the lab. Rocket says, "When can we try this bad boy out?" They both smile at each other and fist bump.
What?
I don't see that.
Nebula?
Happening.
No yeah. way. I don't buy it.
We get our first glimpse of Iron Man in his red and gold nanotech armor. Hulk falls from the sky and lands in front of him. Thanos, in full armor, smiles. Hulk smiles back. The next shot is in Japan.
Too much smiling.
I know. War Machine, Nat, and Steve, in their full Avengers gear, are surrounded by the Yakuza.
Yakuza?
I know, this has gotten insane. Hawkeye, Ronan, walks through everybody from behind them and approaches the Avengers. There's an intense exchange of looks between Clint and Natasha. Next shot is at the Sanctum. Wong is communicating with Doctor Strange's soul via portal. Cuts to black. Gray-haired Tony Stark and Ant-Man are in a post-apocalyptic New York City.
Whoa, wow.
The screen flashes back and forth multiple times through multiple scenes. We see Captain Marvel floating with her fists on fire and her eyes lit up. Thanos in the Soul Stone with young Gamora screaming at him. Loki and Thor fighting off Chitauri together. And Tony handing Steve a brand new shield in the Wakandan throne room. Cuts back to Tony and Scott. Tony opens the orange briefcase as Scott hands him an illuminated bracelet. Tony asks, "How is this even possible?" Iron Man and Ant-Man are shown traveling through the quantum realm. Tony and Scott are back in the Battle of New York from 2012. The final shot before the title is revealed is an Infinity Stone disappearing from Thanos' damaged gauntlet. He abruptly gets up and puts on his armor. His face goes from extremely infuriated to a menacing smile. Title reveal, Avengers Annihilation. the Stinger. The Hulk is training at the new S.H.I.E.L.D. facility with Black Widow and Steve. Steve notices that Hulk has been training nonstop as of late, and he asks why. Hulk responds in Banner's normal voice with, "My rematch is coming real soon. I can feel it." Are we to believe that that is real?
I don't believe it.
You don't believe, I don't know. That seems like a wet dream.
But I do like a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
Do we I don't know, believe that Ronin is,
I assume,
like,
we'll get more of
Yakuza?
A teaser before that. Maybe that they're talking about the real trailer after. And I doubt the real trailer would even be done ready, but it sounds really cool. And, like, based on, like, set leaks and stuff, you can piece those parts together. Like, I'm assuming they looked, if they didn't actually see a trailer and they saw the set leaks, they just compile the story based on what they know from what.
How cool would it be, though, to see Ant-Man fight in the 2012 Avengers battle?
I love that. I think that's what we're getting, at least partly. Something like that.
Yeah.
There's, like, something that happened at that battle. That stone part at the end, I didn't even think of that. Like, maybe the
stone disappears.
Maybe there's not, like, parallel timelines. Maybe there's one timeline and you can take it from the past and hope it's gone in the future. So I don't know how time travel works in their world.
In their world.
I don't know if it's time travel, dimensions, or what it is, but maybe they could take one from a past and it's gone in the future.
How did they explain Janet not aging in the quantum realm? Or aging in the quantum realm?
They didn't really explain the quantum realm.
I thought she wasn't supposed to age, right?
Well, they said time works differently.
Yeah.
But, like,
but she
maybe
normal.
She has been down there, like, 300 years. And it didn't.
Oh, I see.
Like,
so, like, in the quantum realm, time is.
Maybe. Maybe. But they didn't really. I think they intentionally didn't explain it because it's either a big part of Avengers 4 or in an Ant-Man sequel, they'll go into it more. But I think it's intentionally vague, which I think I was kind of disappointed Ant-Man didn't go more into the quantum realm. They basically didn't tell us anything. She just went down there, and, like, I heard some of the interviews where they were debating going back and forth. Like, they could have made her young,
mm-hmm.
but then I think they wanted, like, the emotional connection that, like, oh, it's just kind of weird if she's young and she comes back to Michael Douglas and he's old. And
she, yeah,
it's just,
she's like, I still love you.
It just
like,
it just feels more right, I guess, story-wise, to do it that way, to be the same age and all that. But, like, I think
it would be weird for her to come back at the same age as her daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be strange story-wise just to do that, but they could have, I guess. They could make any of the rules they want. They just put quantum in front of everything. So
Deadpool Before Christmas?
Yes, this is that Deadpool PG-13 version they're releasing at Christmas time. They say it's going to include 15 minutes of new footage from Deadpool 2, and it's going to have a new character. We assume that new character is Fred Savage. I don't know.
I'm assuming
that's what it is. That's the device of the movie, I would think, of the recut movie, basically. But yeah, so that bit of news came out.
Exciting.
Yes.
A new logo has been revealed for Captain Marvel. Mm. Looks a lot like the old logo, except there's a flash of light, I think, under the T.
Yeah, looks pretty cool.
And Captain.
I dig it.
And there's little white dots everywhere.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
Looks good. Black Widow movie news. Scarlett Johansson's going to get paid $15 million for that.
Which I guess is on par with the rest of the Avengers,
yes,
finally.
Yes, that's what Chris Evans got paid for Civil War and Avengers 3 and 4. And that's what Thor also got paid for. Thor 3 and Avengers 3 and 4.
Well, it's
also
about time. It's fair because she has her own movie now.
Yeah, exactly. Because you could make the argument, like, obviously she's one of the bigger actors that existed before. But she didn't have a whole franchise, so until the third movie.
But she appeared in a ton of movies.
But she's been around so long, so obviously
she's been
her
in
first
Iron
own
Man
movie,
2.
She should get that. Because,
yeah,
because, like, she's been in probably more movies than. Well, they've all been in a lot of movies.
No, but she was
but
in Iron Man 2, Winter Soldier,
Avengers, Civil War, Avengers 2, 3 and 4. That's gonna be 7. That's gonna be the 8th movie, I think.
Yeah,
she's in so. Yeah, good to see some of the women are going to pay. I think they said Brie Larson's going to pay like $5 million for Captain
Which
Marvel.
Which is crazy because she's an Oscar winner.
Yeah. But I mean,
I guess
when they
matter.
Sign you to whatever picture deal, I feel like And Marvel's not really all about spending that money. Like, I wonder what Benedict Cumberbatch got paid, because he was, well, he's like
probably too much.
He's probably one of the biggest people that was famous already
because of Sherlock.
He's been around a little while. Like, I guess who was their most famous? Like, that was the main character. Probably is Doctor Strange. I'm trying to think of anybody else who headlined
it. Paul Rudd.
I don't know. I don't think he got paid as much as Benedict Cumberbatch did for Strange. I don't know. But yeah, Paul Rudd's pretty famous. That's true.
He was in Friends. He was in Clueless.
He's been around a while. That's true.
Yeah, I know. You can make the argument about anyone.
But yeah, a lot of people were in a lot of stuff. But
Black Panther 2.
Yes. Ryan Coogler is returning to write and direct.
I mean, that's not shocking.
Pretty obvious. But it's good to hear it, because you never know, because Coogler could.
Because I know some, he might have some tweets that Disney knew about, and like,
well, tons of that, years ago. I was thinking more on his side. He's like, I did my Black Panther. I'm out. Because
he said he only wanted to do one, right?
Yeah, I assume he only wanted to do one, because he's like a real, like, I hate to say it, but like, there's like talented filmmakers.
And he's like one of them.
He's one of them, and some of those guys don't like to
make sequels.
They don't like to make sequels, and don't like to make like sci-fi big budget movies in general, or make the same thing. I mean, obviously they'll make it different, but some people don't like to do that. So it's good to hear. I'm sure he got a pay raise, I would assume. They don't sign directors to like multi
year things, they do that?
Or maybe Russo's.
I think the Russo's probably did. And Gunn did.
Gunn probably did, yeah. Those might be the only
two. Oh, and no, what's his name?
Peyton Reed, maybe?
No. Joss Whedon.
Yeah, Joss Whedon they definitely did, because he didn't seem like he wanted to do that second one. But Favreau, I think, was one. Well, obviously they didn't know Iron Man 2 back then. They didn't know.
Or did they?
I don't think so, because then Terrence Howard signed up for more than one movie. And all of them movies. That's why Iron Man gets paid so much, because it was one movie.
Yeah. So, and he's like, you're not going to do this without me.
I think that's why after Iron Man was successful, they're like, oh, wait, we got to get these people up for 8 films. They don't know what they're signing up to. Bucky, we got you for life.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I'm not even going to be in another movie for like 5 years.
Yeah. He's like, all I can be in is these movies. That's the only thing I have time for. But also, they say production is likely to begin late 2019 or early 2020.
That's crazy.
So it's coming up quick, actually. Yeah.
TV news.
Yeah, we got our first look at Batwoman on the Arrowverse crossover series.
She looks like Batwoman.
It looks exactly like Batwoman, which is something you always have to say, because sometimes they make characters look completely different.
Different,
you
know? Yeah.
But yeah, I'm down for the Batwoman look. And then there's a series they're developing at CBS. It's a DC Comics property, The Secret Six. I've never heard of this team, but yeah, apparently, like, the roster changed a lot. Apparently, Deadshot's a big part of this roster too. Usually, sometimes Lex Luthor's in it, sometimes Bane's in it. It's a much rotating roster, so they haven't announced anything else about it. But yeah, it looks like this. We're making another show for CBS. I think Supergirl was on CBS originally. That was a DC property. Mm-hmm. Then that moved to CW. But looks like they come out with another deal with CBS or something. And then another bit of news. Netflix has canceled Iron Fist.
This is not surprising. So, well, it's surprising in the fact that they did it, but it's not surprising in the fact that they should have been doing it a long time.
Yeah, after season one almost, it's like they should have done it. But yeah, they tried it. Well, apparently, I think the first Iron Fist season was actually like streamed well or something.
Yeah, I think allegedly people are fatigued.
But I think that's what it is. It's the fatigue. There's too many of these Marvel Netflix and they're too similar. And this was the worst one by far.
Yeah,
out of the five shows now that they have, well, I'm not counting Defenders as its own thing.
Yeah, that was a trash show as well.
Yeah, which wasn't a great show, which is why they're not making. They haven't canceled Defenders. Defenders was never more than one thing.
I mean, it was all supposed to lead up to the Defenders, and that's it.
Yeah, they just clearly had no plan to lead up to the Defenders. It was so. It's just so hodgepodge put together. If they had. Yeah, I just wish they planned it better, because they knew from the beginning they were doing it, but they were so focused on their individual seasons, which I know you have to be.
Because it turned out it worked well for them. Like,
yeah, you'd rather have the individual show succeed, because obviously your plan is to move to the Defenders, but you don't know if the individual shows will work. and once all of them work except Iron Fist, then you're like, oh, we're in a good spot.
Yeah.
But then you just make Iron Defenders so quickly. I think that's what it was. They made it too quickly, right? Because they didn't have another show. Like, they should have almost made Jessica Jones 2 and Luke Cage 2 before they made Defenders, but it came right after Iron Fist. Before Iron Fist was released, they were making Defenders.
So. And before they knew how terrible it ended up.
Yeah. Thing. So when the big part of the story is Iron Fist is a big part, because he's like, oh, the hand, that's a big part. Then it's like, oh, your crux is too much on Iron Fist. So shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Iron Fist is gone, but the character will probably show up in
more stuff.
More stuff.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, he'll still exist. I'm like, all right, if you must.
Star Wars TV news, they released more pictures from The Mandalorian.
Oh, sweet. I didn't see him.
There was one that showed the gun, and it's like the same gun that Boba Fett had in the animated special, in the holiday special. So
they love like going back to
like
the obscure stuff. Like in Solo, the fighting style that's some random video game.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, that's that.
Yeah, that Jedi battles.
Yeah, some martial arts technique from a video game. They're like, mm-hmm. that she knows that technique in Solo, Star Wars story. So it's like, that is really funny how they do that.
I dig it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
On Netflix today,
Octonauts Season 4 and the Seven Deadly Sins Revival of the Commandments.
Exactly. Come back tomorrow for The Leftovers. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.